I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. Gorgeous Friday afternoon here in Kansas City. From the New York Post, we're going to get into the Wyandotte High School teacher who was assaulted trying to break up a fight between two students in just a few minutes. Let class get out. Let the teachers get into their cars if they're getting out a little bit early. Everything is in a pickle from the New York Post. Jimmy John's has revealed its latest menu item that pickle lovers everywhere are sure to be relishing over. On October 24th, I believe that is yesterday, the restaurant announced the Pickle Witch, an innovation that combines their signature sandwiches with their fan favorite, Jimmy Pickles.
Oh, I cannot wait to try one, but only if it's the real deal.
Okay, out.
As the name suggests, the Pickle Witch is a sandwich that uses pickles instead of bread. The Pickle Witch will be available to customers nationwide starting October 28th through November 14th.
How big are these pickles?
Apparently quite large.
It's going to be the bread.
The Vito Pickle Witch contains salami, provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, basil, oil, vinegar.
I'm going to need one Italian nightclub. No, extra Jimmy peppers, please.
I don't want a pickle on my salami. Then when you hold it, it's a mess.
Pickles are gross.
The bun, I don't mind pickles, but not as the bun.
Oh, I love pickles.
We know you eat them every day.
I do. They were out this week. I was sad.
Jimmy John's is not the only sandwich joint hopping on pickle mania. Local New York deli Seven Brothers Gourmet on Long Island has been making pickle sandwiches since January.
Sam.
Yes.
Are you a bread and butter pickle kind of guy or the dill kind of guy?
I go for the straight up dill when I bring it to lunch.
My grandmother,
the healthier, the better.
Used to make and can the sweet bread and butter pickles, make slice the cucumbers, can them, do the added green food coloring. I have never since had a pickle that good.
I'm a big spicy pickle guy, too.
I don't mind them. I just don't think they should replace the bun.
I got to be honest, though. I will never order this sandwich.
Why?
Despite my love for pickles, it sounds like the messiest attempt to eat a sandwich I've ever heard in my life.
As you pick up a sandwich, Scott, your fingers would be on the top and the bottom of a wet pickle. That's just gross.
You don't think they dry it out a little bit?
No.
God, I hope not. I'm not going to.
That's just gross. No, I'm not in.
Okay. I almost had a Danaism, and I'm not going to do it.
Let's not go there today. We had enough of those during the body of the week to get us through for a while.
I think she just dropped one about 20, 30 seconds.
A couple of them.
Yeah. NBC News, protesters are demanding an apology, and a Washington, D.C. pizza shop has been vandalized amid the controversy over an ad campaign that makes light of the late Mayor for Life, Marion Barry's drug use.
Oh, God.
Washington-based And Pizza, it's an ampersand with the word pizza after it, promoted a new menu item on Monday called Marion Barry Knots, a dessert with Marion Barry's. The dish is, and I'm quoting here from the restaurant, the dish is so good, it's likely a felony.
Okay.
For a good time, they go on to say, it's the powder that's the ultimate headline grabber. The Marion Barry Knots have enough powdered sugar that will have customers bumping elbows to order and even force the DEA to look twice. Demonstrators gathered Wednesday morning outside the shop on U Street, calling for And Pizza to remove the dessert from its menu and to apologize.
Is it ever okay to make fun of someone's death and under an incredibly, incredibly narrow set of circumstances, even for comedians, I would say generally you avoid that. And certainly in advertising, you avoid it.
Yes, in advertising, but when you said comedian, I thought just about everything was fair game for a comedian. The Holocaust, I think, is off limits.
Yeah, there was a Joan Rivers quote joke that I think
comedians have gone there before.
Was absolutely horrible. Regarding the Holocaust. I just, even with individuals and certainly with drug use and all of that, I just, maybe as I get older, I'm just getting more, I don't know, prude when it comes to that, that kind of stuff.
Again, I go back to what I said to you about this time last hour. Who are you?
I told you, I don't know, 8 months or a year ago, I was in a parking lot across from a very popular bar in South Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And that parking lot also happens to house a small community ER, like the kind that, like, in an extreme emergency, they're still open.
Yeah.
But if you need, like, a heart transplant, they're going to probably chopper you out of there, right?
Sure.
And I was walking into the bar, you know, passing this row of cars that was adjacent to this community hospital, and the bumper sticker on one of the cars. This is a bumper sticker.
Okay.
My jaw hit the floor.
What did it say?
I Narcan'd your honored student. And I walked in, and, you know, I had a girlfriend, some buddies that were there. And I go, I am now finally old enough that certain things are not even remotely funny to me, and I cannot believe.
Yeah.
And we don't know that that was a staff member of the ER, but it was sort of parked adjacent to where you would go to this spot. I said, that is so, that is not, there's nothing funny about ODing on fentanyl or heroin in Kansas City.
Oh, I've seen that bumper sticker many times.
Nothing funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Did you leave him a note?
The gall you would have to have that on your car as a healthcare provider, the nerve that you have, knowing that you're going to be in traffic, as bad as that epidemic is, you're probably going to pass someone in traffic who has lost someone to an accidental overdose. Wow.
But there's no chance that this was somebody who was in the bar?
If they're Narcanning your honors student, that says to me...
They're either an EMT or a cop. Probably not a nurse, right?
Someone in healthcare, or right. I suppose we have Narcan in schools now. And I just thought, wow, that's A, not funny, and B, you're going to get the reaction you're looking for, but probably times 10,000 if the wrong person sees that.
No, well, I agree with you on that. But it could have been, I mean, I've seen bumper stickers that say, you know, my kid beat up your honor roll student. Well, that probably never happened. In fact, I would bet it never happened.
Could it also be, and this might be a stretch, a campaign of saying that fentanyl doesn't discriminate?
It didn't say underneath that, call 1-800-whatever if you need help with drugs. Like,
okay.
It was to me more of a, you know, and I just thought, wow, of all the things to put on your car.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. When we get back, you will hear from the teacher herself, a Wyandotte County public school teacher, was assaulted in class trying to break up a fight. She's pretty seriously injured, taking time off work. We'll get to that story in just a moment. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.